This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message, already in progress, by Reverend Joseph Garner.
Amen. Let's thank God for our children once again. God bless you, children. And there's some children in the audience who need to be making their way to some ministry. Amen. Whether it's our youth ushers or our youth choir, we want to keep our young people active. Very important. Amen. If you're going to keep their attention and keep them interested, then you need to get them in a ministry. Let us stand all over this place. Hallelujah. And we're going to call your attention this morning to the book of Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 22 and verse 29. Leviticus chapter 22 and verse 29. And I want to do this because I forgot to do it last Sunday, and I felt bad all week. All week I carried the burden because I forgot to honor our veterans. Even though Veterans Day was that last Saturday, it was my intention. But in the mix of everything we had going on with choir and usher, and it's no excuse, amen. But let me give y'all permission. If y'all see I'm forgetting something that important, please come up here if you need to and say, Pastor, did you forget? All right, because my mind is only, it's finite. It can't do it all. So I give you permission. If you see that I'm forgetting something that is important, and our veterans are important to this church, to this nation, we thank God. That's right. Let's celebrate all of our veterans. We thank God for them, the service that they give to our nation, because the freedoms that we enjoy, amen, would not be possible if it were not for those who took up the banner, amen, to serve in the military. We thank you. And what I want to do real quick is, if you're not a veteran, sit down real quick. If you're not a veteran, if you are a veteran, please remain standing. All right, let's look around the room and let's thank God for these men, these brave men and women. Hallelujah. God bless each and every one of you. We thank God for you and for your service. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, now the rest of you stand back up. Hallelujah. Leviticus chapter 22 and verse 29. I'm going to read it from the King James Version of the Bible, and then I will read it from the New Living Translation of the Bible. Amen. Leviticus chapter 22 and verse 29. There you will find these words. And when ye will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord, offer it at your own will. Amen. And when ye will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord, offer it at your own will. Now, the New Living Translation says it like this. When you bring a thanksgiving offering to the Lord, sacrifice it properly so you will be accepted. All right? When you bring a thanksgiving offering to the Lord, sacrifice it properly so you will be accepted. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to speak for just a few minutes from this subject. Don't be an ingrate. Don't be an ingrate. Thank you, youth ushers. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Thanksgiving is one of the most popular holidays on the calendar. And I have just determined that it's popular to many people just because of the food. It's not that we're excited about giving God some glory for the things he has done. Because if that were the case, this house would be packed in anticipation of this coming Thursday. Come on, y'all, talk back to me. It's the food, ain't it? It's got to be the food. Candied yams, sweet potato pie, fried turkey with cornbread dressing and giblet gravy, seven-layer cakes, green, I'm messing somebody up right about now, green bean casserole, collard greens seasoned just right. Am I on your street yet? Thanksgiving has become a feast of eating when it's supposed to be a celebration of gratefulness to God for his many blessings. And do y'all know that blessings come in all shapes and sizes? There are economic or financial blessings. There are blessings of good health. There are blessings of education and opportunity. And then there is the in-your-face blessing of just being alive. Come on, somebody's just thankful that I'm here. Amen. I'm here. What do you call a person who is ungrateful? You call that person an ingrate. Tell your neighbor. Y'all gonna help me preach this morning. I know some of you are like me when I go to concerts and the performer, the singer, the entertainer, amen, is always holding the mic out, wanting the audience to sing. And I'm like, I paid this money to hear you. Amen. But y'all gonna help me preach this morning. What do you, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, whatever you do, don't be an ingrate. I don't know about y'all, but my parents, and I'm so glad that my parents instilled in me and in us from an early age the importance of being grateful for what we had. Amen. They taught us to develop a sense of gratitude for things as they are. In other words, they were saying to us, don't be an ingrate. Gratefulness is easy when we get what we want. We're grateful when God heals our bodies. We're grateful for the jobs that we have. We're grateful when we survive bad weather and storms. Sure, we're grateful when things are going our way. But what happens to us when things don't go as planned? When the boss gives you a pink slip just days before the holiday? Or when the car breaks down just when you're about to take a road trip. I'll tell you what happens, because we're human. We sulk and we complain and we ask God the proverbial question, God, why? Why did you let this happen, and why did you let it happen to me? Somewhere along the way, we got the idea that God dispenses blessings according to our works or according to our service. But I need to tell you that God actually dispenses blessings according to our faith. Tell your neighbor, it's because of your faith. Because of your faith. Jesus, he touched the eyes of a group of blind men who believed in his power to heal. And he said to them, according to your faith, be it unto you. The Apostle Paul says it's our measure of faith that causes us to think soberly, and then we will reap what we sow. It's because of your faith. And now, since I've told you that your faith is the reason that your blessings are predicated on your faith, that ought to make you want to get more faith. And I need to tell you that you don't get more faith by praying for more faith. Amen. The Bible says, Paul said in Romans, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now I need y'all to get the connection between your blessings and your faith. If there's anybody here this morning who wants more blessings from God, and Pastor Garner has told you that the blessings are dependent upon your faith, you ought to want more faith. And I want to tell y'all that Thanksgiving, and I'm an opportunist. I love, amen, anytime God gives me an opportunity to get a blessing, and if my blessings are tied to my faith, I want to let you know this morning that Thanksgiving is an opportunity for you to show off your faith. In a whole lot of houses, come Thursday, they're going to go right past a prayer of thanksgiving. They're going to go right past taking time out to say, God, we thank you for all of the blessings. Because for some of y'all, you know, the dressing, you're going to smell all that food cooking. Amen. And then when somebody does go to pray, some of y'all are going to be giving them the side eye. He ain't finished praying yet. Amen. But whatever y'all do this Thursday, please remember that Thanksgiving gives you an opportunity to show off your faith. And if your faith pleases God, he don't mind blessing you. So let me count the ways that I can show my gratefulness to God this Thanksgiving. If my blessings are according to my faith, it's a good time to do a faith check. Tell your neighbor, do a faith check. Amen. Here's the first faith check. Are you and I thankful to God for everything? Faith check number one. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now notice, it doesn't say be thankful for everything. It says in everything give thanks. Amen. It sounds easy until you try it. Try thanking God when you get bad news. How can you do that? Just tell God you're grateful. You can turn to him when trouble comes. That means even in trouble, you can be thankful, amen, because at least when you're in trouble, if you're a child of God, you can at least turn to your daddy and say, Daddy, I need help. Oh my, I thank him, I thank him, I thank him. Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulation. But he also said, I have overcome the world. A good faith check ought to reveal that you trust Christ to handle your situation for you. That's the kind of gratefulness that reveals a strong faith. It means you've learned how to lean on the everlasting arms of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Here's some spiritual therapy for your troubled times. Y'all finna help me. Y'all finna help me. Repeat after me. When I am hungry, he is my bread. When I am lonely, he is my comfort. When I am weary, he is my rest. When I am thirsty, he is my living water. When I am lost, he is my guide. When I am attacked, he is my courage. When I am sick, he is my healer. When I am confused, he is my wisdom. When I am restless, he is my trust. Now shout like you're grateful this morning. Whatever you need him to be, I'm here to tell you he will be that for you. Second faith check. Are you and I living witnesses for Christ? 1 Chronicles 16 and 8 says, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name. Here it is, make known his deeds among the people. Y'all, do you know what that is? That literally is a call for us to practice sharing our testimony. Oh my, so many times we God blesses us, he brings us through stuff, and we don't tell anybody. Some of you have children in your house and God has blessed you, but sometimes pride gets in the way and you don't even tell your children how the Lord delivered you out of that situation. That's the second faith check. Are you and I living witnesses for Christ? Are we billboards for what he's able to do? Are we signposts to let a dying and lost world know that there is nothing too hard for God? We ought to let folk know that we didn't just arrive on the scene blessed. Amen, but we had to go through some stuff. We've been through storms. We've been through sickness. We've been through trouble. We've been through pain. And I don't mind letting anybody know that it was the Lord who brought me out. He wants us to practice sharing our testimony. You see, this thing called faith is participatory. God deposits his spirit in you, and then it is incumbent upon you to share it with somebody else. The dinner table on Thursday is a good place to start, but it shouldn't stop there. You got to take your testimony on the road. Come on, is there anybody in here that figured out you got to take that testimony on the road with you? Everywhere you go, amen, amen. Shout your gratefulness to God from the rooftops. You need to testify about the debt from which you've been redeemed. You need to testify about the burden from which you've been released, you need to testify about the despair from which you've been relieved. You need to tell somebody about the depths from which you've been raised and the guilt from which you've been justified. If Christ has purged you of pain, you ought to tell it. If Christ has cleansed you from shame, you ought to tell it. If Christ has preserved you from heartache, you ought to tell it. If Christ has salvaged you from sorrow, you ought to tell it. God needs living witnesses, not dead disciples. He needs us to carry the message of salvation for him, because the Bible says, how shall they hear without a preacher? Are you redeemed from your sins? Then tell somebody. Are you more than a conqueror? Then tell somebody. Are you clothed in righteousness? Not because you've been so good, not because you've done it all right, but because he looked beyond your faults and saw your needs, then you ought to tell somebody. Are you filled with joy? Tell somebody. Are you a new creature in Christ? Then you ought to tell somebody. Faith check number one. Are we thankful to God for everything? Faith check number two. Are we living witnesses to what God has done in our lives? But then here's the final faith check. Are we faithful in our worship of God? Are we faithful in our worship of God? Psalm 104. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Y'all, don't let me lose you now. Don't let me use you, because I know I'm preaching to the choir, because y'all are here. Amen. And you know who's not here. Pay close attention, because you'll have to share this with somebody around the turkey table. If you're grateful that your host invited you to their house this Thursday, if you're grateful, amen, you'll tell them. And you'll let them know you're grateful to have been invited, because you show up. Oh my, somebody hears what the Lord is saying this morning. Amen, amen. Hebrews 10 and 25. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. I know it's not the King James Version, but the people you need to talk to about faithfulness to worship are more apt to understand the plain English version. Sometimes you've just got to tell it like it is. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Do y'all know what we need? In our churches, we need some gate crashers. Amen. Gate crasher. What is a gate crasher? A gate crasher, in the context of from which I'm preaching this morning, is somebody who can't wait to get to church. Yeah. Amen. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. We need some gate crashers. We need some folk here before Brother Moore even gets here. Deacon Moore gets here to unlock the door. There ought to be folk. Amen. If you've ever been to a good restaurant, there's a restaurant up in St. Louis, I believe, called Sweet Mama's, I believe the name is. Sweetie Pies, Sweetie Pies. Amen. The first time I went to Sweetie Pies, y'all, the line was all the way around the building. Because I can talk about some restaurants. There's another one over in Houston, a restaurant called This Is It Soul Food. And I remember the first time I went there, the line was all, there were folk, amen, waiting, didn't mind standing up to get in, because they knew what? The food was going to be off the chain. And there ought to be some folk who appreciate God's goodness so much that you can't wait to get to the house of the Lord to thank him and to praise him. We need some gate crashers. Amen. We need some folk who are willing to show their gratitude to a good God. Gate crashers are people who are grateful for a life that never ends. gatecrashers are people who are grateful for a hope that never dies, a peace that never panics, a love that never leaves, a comfort that never ceases, and a friend who will never forsake you. Where are my gatecrashers this morning? Where are my folk who are thankful for what God has done in your life? Give him praise in this place. We need some gatecrashers who are devoted to Christ, whose faith is more than a practice. It is a principle. We need some gatecrashers whose faith is more than a duty. It is a delight. We need some gatecrashers whose faith is more than a ceremony. They look at it as an opportunity. We need some gatecrashers whose faith is more than a custom. It is a lifestyle. Our text says, and when ye will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord, offer it at our own will.